Welcome to this demonstration of another feature to do with the Apple Watch. And for this demonstration, I'm actually going to be showing you how to unlock your Apple Watch, either by using the PIN number that you may have put on when you first set up your Apple Watch, and also being able to unlock your Apple Watch by using your iPhone. So first of all, let me do the first method of unlocking the Apple Watch once you've put it back on with the PIN number. So I'm going to take my Apple Watch off my wrist. Okay, so it's now off, and let's just pretend that I've had it charging overnight, and I'm popping it back on again in the morning. Putting it back on now. So if I touch the screen, one finger.
11:08 and 6 seconds.
And I try and use a function. I'm just going to press my digital crown just once.
Enter passcode.
Okay, it says enter passcode. And if I touch my screen.
Enter passcode.
Okay, remember it's a normal telephone style keypad, and for people that use VoiceOver on the iPhone, for example, we're in standard typing mode. Okay, so to activate a number, I need to one finger double tap.
One.
And if I flick to the right,
two
double tap again.
Two.
I can also drag my finger around, or I can touch directly on a number. So I'm going to touch on seven.
Seven.
Okay, one finger double tap on seven.
Seven.
Touch on nine.
Nine.
And now I'm not going to actually activate 9. I just want to show you, if I flick more one to the right.
Zero. Delete. Button.
You've also got a delete button. So if I double tap on delete.
Delete. Delete. Delete. Enter passcode.
Okay, I've deleted all the numbers. As you heard, it's not repeating them for security reasons. So I'm going to touch on 1.
1. Button.
Double tap.
1.
Touch on 2.
2.
Double
button.
Tap.
2.
Touch on 7.
Double
tap on 7.
7.
Touch on 9.
9.
And double tap on 9.
11:09 and 32 seconds.
Okay. So that's one way to unlock it. And the other way to unlock it, of course, is if I take my watch off again and pop it back on again.
11:10 and 56 seconds.
And press my digital crown.
Enter passcode.
Okay, enter passcode. I don't want to do that this time. I want to use my iPhone to unlock it. So I'm going to press the home button on my iPhone. Okay, and I've got Touch ID on my iPhone 6 Plus here. Put my finger down on the Touch ID on the home button.
Messages. 200 messages.
And my Apple Watch should have just unlocked itself. Touch the screen with one finger, wake it up.
11:11 and 45 seconds.
Press the digital crown.
Home. Clock.
And there we go. It's all nicely unlocked. Now, just in case you haven't got that set on, I'll just show you on the Apple Watch app on the iPhone where you can set those settings. So let me go and access the Apple Watch app.
Page 1 of 3, find my friend, Kindle, Twitter, Apple Watch.
Okay, one finger double tap on the Apple Watch.
Apple Watch, my watch, heading.
And we flick over to the right using VoiceOver.
App layout, button.
App layout.
Airplane mode.
Airplane mode.
Apple Watch, button.
Apple Watch.
Notifications.
Notifications.
Glances. Button.
Glances.
Do not disturb.
Do not disturb.
General. Button.
General.
Brightness and text size.
Brightness and text size.
Sounds and haptics.
Button. Sounds and haptics.
Passcode. Button.
Passcode. That's the one we want. So one finger double tap on passcode.
Passcode. My watch. Back button.
Select to the right with one finger.
Passcode. Heading. Turn passcode off. Button.
Okay, turn passcode off, which I don't want to do.
Change passcode. Button.
I can change the passcode.
Simple passcode. On.
My simple passcode is currently turned on. I can turn it off.
When this is on, Apple Watch unlocks with a simple 4-digit passcode.
Okay, when on, unlocks with a simple 4-pin digit code, which is what I'm using. Okay, flick to the right again.
Unlock with iPhone. On.
Okay, unlock with iPhone. Currently on. If I flick to the right.
When this is on, unlocking your iPhone will automatically unlock Apple Watch as long as you're wearing it.
So if this is on, it will unlock your Apple Watch if you're wearing it. Okay, so that actually comes in quite handy. Now that seemed to be on by default when I set up my Apple Watch with just the 4-pin number. So pressing the home button to come out of there.
Home. Apple Watch.
So basically that's the two ways that I've discovered to unlock your Apple Watch if you're using the simple 4-digit PIN number, i.e. you can enter the numbers, of course, using VoiceOver standard typing, one finger double tap on numbers, to use the digital keypad. Or you can use your iPhone to also unlock your Apple Watch if you're wearing it and it's been previously set up to do that. So that completes this demonstration of unlocking your Apple Watch when you first put it on. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.